After weeks of construction and years of discussion and planning, the monumental public artwork, The Gates, opened in Central Park this morning. Artists Christo and Jean-Claude and a team of thousands unfurled orange fabric from 7,500 gates around the park. The piece has been promoted, debated, and merchandised in the city nonstop for weeks. Now that it's finally finished, we sent NPR's Robert Smith to see if New Yorkers think it lives up to the hype.
Even before sunrise, helicopters were buzzing the park. Construction team members in their Christo-designed uniforms were practicing with their teams. If you can say that Christo and Jean-Claude have waged a 26-year battle to get the gates built in Central Park, then today was D-Day.
Putting this together is like the Normandy invasion. The coordination that's required to get everything in the right spot is it's almost unimaginable.
Danny Ergberg and his team were stationed up near Harlem. When the sun hit the park and the signal was given on the radio, they used this long hook to reach up to the top of the gate, pull open the Velcro strip, and release the fabric panel.
Team Cobras?
Three!
Yeah, it worked!
All across the park, similar teams started pulling down their fabric panels. And precisely 1 minute and 35 seconds later, somebody got hurt.
The cardboard fell on her face. She's bleeding from her nose.
We'll dispatch the medical team.
It was a small glitch and an otherwise remarkable logistic achievement. In a couple of hours, the park was filled with this flowing river of, well, the artists describe it as the color saffron, but many New Yorkers saw it differently.
Sort of like a Crayola orange color, straight from the box.
Imagine if the whole city was covered in tangerines.
I think of like a sunset.
No, pumpkin. Pumpkin sunset. Orange, but not like a light pumpkin, I should say.
All of which is much more poetic than another suggestion, prison jumpsuit orange. Whatever you call it, it seemed to stop people in their tracks as they reached for cameras to capture the breathtaking vistas. Christo and Jean-Claude say that the gates are just art, that they have no meaning. But Franz Blum thought he saw a symbol of his homeland.
To me, it means the House of Orange, the Dutch. Making their presence.
7-year-old Freya Chilson Goldbach preferred a more practical explanation.
Well, just kind of maybe to cheer people up and make it a little more, you know, happier in the park.
Happiest of all were the dogs of Central Park, who had suddenly found 7,500 new places to mark their territory. Kareem Lake had to hold back his canine pal Louie from the artwork.
They are definitely going to mark these spots. He's already marked a few, man.
No harm done. In 16 days, the whole project will be removed and recycled. The value of Christo's art is often debated, but even the cast-off coverings for the saffron fabric were a hot item today. One young lady eluded the security guards and slipped one into her bag as she scurried out of the park.
It's kind of an artifact left over from what's kind of a really great art event.
She plans to unfurl the cover as art in her own home. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Robert Smith's photos of the gate and more coverage of the project are at our website, npr.org.